and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who wants to facilitate another look into the future. Dexter Wansell is helping us with that journey. With his song theme, From the Planets. I tell you where we're going to start today as we consider that song, Theme from the Planets. Going to take a look, courtesy of Popular Science, at Aurora. Now, I know it may be tempting to think we're going to be talking about Aurora above the Earth's atmosphere, but no, not that Aurora. There is another Aurora closer to home that is serious. And I tell you what, I think you're going to be interested in what we'll hear about that Aurora later today as we continue to look into the future. We're going to listen to the sounds of the robots. Yes, we're going to let the robots speak to us. You all know that very often we'll be talking about our children, whether they be preteens, teens, maybe even young adults. But y'all know that very often I really enjoy hearing the voices of the young people themselves. Well, I figure it's a treat to also hear directly from the robots themselves. We talk about them quite a bit. And I figure, hey, let's hear from them so we can hear directly from them and get an idea of what they're thinking. I know they're programmed, but hey, we might as well talk about what they're thinking by way of their artificial intelligence. So we're going to hear from some robots, and I think you're going to get a kick out of what we'll hear later today. But now, let's start with the computer. How many of you are really, really, really into computers? And when I say that, I don't mean that necessarily you are, you know, an expert at building them, whether software, hardware, or both. Not necessarily saying that you spend every waking second with computers. I don't mean that. But I just mean you really enjoy computers. You do spend some time with them. And when I say computers, of course, laptops, desktops, smartphones, pads, notebooks, you know, whatever it is. You get a chance to read, you'd almost prefer to read a Kindle or an Amazon type book as opposed to hardback or even softback in your hands. You really like the technology. You like computers. Well, how often do you update your computers, operating systems, etc.? Well, I tell you what, we are definitely seeing changes with the computers. There's no question. They're getting much faster, holding a whole lot more memory, a lot more information, and getting faster and containing even more information and getting faster. Are we keeping up? Well, I want to tell you about this this Aurora. It's a supercomputer. I tell you what, it's serious. It is serious. There's a government laboratory in Illinois, and it's going to receive the fastest supercomputer in the United States of America just 2 years from now, in 2021. It will be the first to hit what is called exascale level processing. Exascale level processing is a mammoth machine, and it is called Aurora. Listen to how they talk about where it's going to be. It will live, they say. Not just will be stationed at or positioned in, it will live at Argonne National Lab, and it will be able to accomplish tasks like simulating complex systems, running artificial intelligence, and conducting materials science research. Now, I know some of you are hearing that and you're probably saying, okay, that sounds nice, but what's the big deal about that? We have computers that do a lot of that stuff already right now. So what's the big deal about Aurora? Stay with me. Experiments like crash testing a car are expensive, they're complicated, and they're sometimes dangerous. Now, I know we probably all remember seeing the dummies that used to do the crash test commercials. But still, crash testing can sometimes be dangerous. A supercomputer simulation allows researchers to carry out all of these tests virtually, and they can track and change countless variables as they play out. Some supercomputers even simulate nuclear blasts, which is best done virtually and not in the real world. Think about all that damage being done to the earth, all that damage being done to the air. If it gets into our table system, water table system, the damage done to our water, and remember now, this is so important to remember and really care about. Our drinkable water is reducing, is being diminished, reduced more and more and more. I know that it's tempting to assume that we will never run out of water because we have so much water around the world. 3/4, but the vast majority of it cannot be consumed. So we've got to take care of the water that we do have. Nuclear blasts that can mess up air, water, earth, human beings, animals, you name it. You can see how being able to use a supercomputer to conduct or simulate nuclear blasts can be very advantageous, to say the least. Then there's energy research. Researchers could use Aurora to test the design of a wind turbine blade. Now, how many of you saw the movie about, I think the title of it was something like The Boy Who Built a Wind Turbine. And when they say the boy, they meant the boy. He was roughly 14 years old. He was an African. He may still be an American now. He was so smart that he was able to get some scholarships to attend university in America. But, you know, after he finished high school, but he was so smart that he wanted to help his people overcome the droughts that they were experiencing year after year after year. Lived out in a village, and he wanted to be able to get water to their village where their people lived. The village people of that village lived. Some people were able to move and do better, but a lot couldn't. So he wanted to bring the water to them so that the people who could not move would be able to drink and use water for the other purposes. Of course, one of the big things was watering their crops. So he was at a library in their village and read some books about windmills. I said wind turbines, I meant windmills. He read about those windmills and how they were used to not only cool things off a bit, but how they were used as energy sources. One thing led to another, and using some of the crudest materials, he used parts off of a bicycle. I mean, just wherever he could get parts to make his windmill, along with some of the neighbors, some of the fellow villagers, he built a windmill that worked. He was able, through the use of that windmill, to draw water up from below the surface of the ground and not only water the crops, but have enough to drink with, bathe with, etc. He rescued the villagers of that village, and I mean literally, approximately 14 years of age. Well, it really pays when we can go about the business of building that which can provide what we need, energy sources that we need, and do it at a, in a way that helps us save money and is clean, safe. And how about when you can come up with the designs for all of this equipment, these devices, without necessarily having to use materials, labor, etc., to build the physical structures and each piece, each component of it, every time you want to start experimenting. Aurora, testing the designs of wind turbine blades, where again, instead of building real blades with multiple variations and then seeing how they perform, a supercomputer lets you simulate that experience, which is much faster and a whole lot cheaper. Yes, let's take a look some more at how these supercomputers can benefit us as we take our look into the future and see, maybe get an idea of what Aurora will be doing for us.